Exercise 18. Conversation 1. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor.
Dr. Stevens?
Oh, hi, Jim.
I'm a little early, about 10 minutes. Do you want me to come back later?
No, not at all. Come on in.
Thanks.
Have a seat. I want to talk with you a little bit before you take the test. You realize that this won't be... But it isn't the same test that everyone else took in class last Friday.
Yes, I know. I noticed that policy on the syllabus.
Good. I try to include everything on the syllabus. But, well, students don't always read a syllabus that carefully. So, the test that I gave in class was mostly multiple choice and true-false and with a few matching. In other words, it was an objective test.
Okay.
The makeup is an essay test with, let's see, it has 3 questions on it. I occasionally give oral recitations instead of essays, but...
Oh, I'm glad it isn't an oral exam.
Good. In general, my makeup tests are, let's say, they're more difficult than the tests in class. Because, frankly, I want to discourage my students from using the makeup option.
Okay, I understand, Dr. Stevens. I'm just glad to have an opportunity to make it up. I was so sick last Friday. Believe me, I couldn't have gotten a good grade on a test.
And how are you now?
A lot better, thanks. I went over to the health center instead of going to classes last Friday, and I got some medicine, some antibiotics, and some kind of decongestant. By Sunday, I was feeling better. You should have seen the waiting room over there. Anyway, I was lucky. My other classes meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I have one independent study. I didn't miss any other classes. I mean, just yours on Friday. Too bad it was a test day, though.
Yes. Well, when you finish this, you'll be all caught up.
Mostly, I still have a lot of reading to do in my other classes. That medicine just knocked me out, you know, so I slept a lot. Am I the only one taking a makeup?
You are. So if you want to get started, you can just leave your books here. All you need to take with you is your pencil and... Just a second. I'll get your test. Here you go.
Thanks.
Why don't you take a look at it and I can answer any questions you have before you get started.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward, Dr. Stevens. The only thing I can think of to ask is how long the essay should be, for each question, I mean.
Well, the answer should be as long as it takes to respond to the question, but that doesn't help you much, does it? I'd say you'd need 2 or maybe 3 paragraphs to develop each of the questions fully.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, then. You can just leave your jacket and your backpack here. There's a conference room 2 doors down, and it should be quiet there. I'll show you where it is. And then when you finish, you can just bring your test back to me.
You'll be...
I'll be in my office.
Oh, Dr. Stevens, sorry. I just thought of another question. How long do I have to finish?
Of course. I'm glad you asked. 50 minutes, which is just about the same amount of time you would have had in class. But knowing you, I think you'll probably finish long before that. Do you have a watch on?
Yes.
Good. I don't think there's a clock in the conference room. In any case, if you haven't turned in the test by 1:45, I'll come to the room to collect it, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks again. I appreciate this.
You're welcome, Jim. Good luck.
Number 1. What is the main topic of this conversation? Two, why did the man need to take the test? Three, what kind of test will the man take? 4. How long does he have to complete the test? Five. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
50 minutes, which is just about the same amount of time you would have had in class. But knowing you, I think you'll probably finish long before that.
Why does the professor say this?
But knowing you, I think you'll probably finish long before that.
Six. What can we assume about the man? Conversation 2. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor.
Dr. Jones?
Hi, Marge.
Hi. I was wondering whether to make an appointment with you or, whether I should come back while the secretary's here.
Do you have time to talk now? My 2 o'clock canceled, so I'm free.
That'd be great.
What do you have on your mind?
Well, I need your advice. I like your class. I mean, it's my favorite one.
I'm glad. Are you a biology major?
Pre-med. But biology is my emphasis.
Good. And I'm looking at my grade book, and you have a B+ in the class. You could probably pull that up to an A before the end of the semester.
I know I could. If I had the time to study. But the problem is, well, you see, I took 6 classes this semester, and that's okay. I can handle that. I've taken 6 classes before, and I've done all right, but 2 of my classes are lab classes. So I have the labs and the lab assignments on top of the classes, and I'm really in over my head.
I see. Labs do take a lot of time.
They do, if you do them right. So I thought, if you'd sign, I mean, if you'd give me permission to drop your biology class, then I'd take it over again next semester.
Well, it's very late in the semester to drop a course. You have only 2 weeks left before the final.
I know. I can't do it without the professor's, I mean, without your signature. But I just don't see any other way.
Marge, I'm sure you've thought this through, so can you tell me why you decided to drop the biology class? You said it was your favorite class, and you're doing well in it. So I'm a little surprised that you didn't decide to perhaps drop another class instead.
Oh, no. You see, I'll have to take the course that I drop over again, from the beginning, I mean, next semester. And I really like biology, and I really like the way you teach it, so I thought I wouldn't mind repeating it as much as, well, some of my other classes.
I see. Well, have you considered taking an incomplete?
Not really. I've never done that. I'm not even, not sure what it means.
Marge, what you would do is continue attending class, but you wouldn't have to turn in your lab reports and take your final until next semester.
Is that possible?
Not always. But in this case, I'm willing to do it, with one condition.
What's that?
I want you to write a memo to your advisor explaining that the 18-hour schedule was too much, and that you have indicated to me that you don't plan to take so many hours again. And I'd like to have a copy of the memo for my file.
Oh, Dr. Jones, I'd be glad to do that. I really learned my limits this semester. I mean, I know, and I don't ever plan to get myself in this mess again.
Good. Then I'll fill out the paperwork when I turn in my grades, and you'll see an I on your grade report. And Marge, I should tell you that if you don't complete the requirements for the course by the end of next semester, then you'll receive an F for the class.
That won't happen. I'll finish my lab reports and study for the final over the break, and if it's okay with you, I'll just take the exam as soon as we get back. In January, I mean.
That's a good plan.
Number 1. What is the purpose of this conversation? Two. What does Marge mean when she says she is over her head? 3. Why does Marge want to drop the biology class? Four. Why does Marge need the professor's signature? Five. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
I see. Well, have you considered taking an incomplete?
Why does the professor say this?
Well, have you considered taking an incomplete?
Six. Why does Dr. Jones want Marge to write a memo to her advisor?